Welcome back to Zotplay Cycling Podcast. Today we will do a climber's tier list for 2023. So we will be practically predicting how good the rider will be. We have seven tiers. The highest tier is God tier. Then the second one is monumental, nuclear, great, not terrible, top 50. And the worst tier will be mech tier.
But yeah, we have 54 climbers in the list that we will rank the best in the world. I don't think I forgot anybody, so should be everyone covered.
Okay, let's start with the first rider is Adam Yates. In which tier you will put him probably in? How do you rate Adam Yates?
Okay, I don't rate him so high. I would probably say not great, not terrible.
Oh, come on, it's great.
Because Adam Yates in Grant was not so good, and Grant was more important. And he's also not consistent.
Yeah, but he still... Did he finish the top 10 in Tour de France this year? I think he finished...
I think he finished 9th ahead of Madouas.
But... Yeah, but he cracked badly. Fucking badly.
Yeah, like he got dropped by Mikel Bjerg on...
But okay, we also... But again, his big bonus is he's great in one-day races, in one-week races. So...
Yeah, like Deutschland Tour, where he did like big watts in the Schauinsland. Stage.
Yeah. Also, UAE Tour and other pointless races.
It's pointless races.
Great tier. The second rider is like, we need to discuss. It's from Evenepoel. It's probably God tier.
Surely. He's undoubtedly one of the top three climbers in the world at the moment. He's shown this the past season when he won the world. I had three monumental. What per kilogram performance or generational
call it.
He's insane. He'll go to the Giro as the big favorite, so yeah, can't put him anywhere but Gotti, I don't think.
Yeah, by pure watts per kilo standards, his season was best since Pantani probably.
I think it's probably best since Pantani 1998, because I think it's better than 1999 from Pantani, where he got excluded from the Giro.
Yeah, probably. So it's crazy. For example, Lance Armstrong in his whole career had only three generational performances in road races.
Remco did it in 4 months.
Yeah, I think Lance had like five generational performances in time trials, but okay, I don't give a fuck about time trials.
Yeah, because it's much easier to perform there. And Remco, back in the day, there were more mountain time trials, more chances to perform at such a level.
Right now, there is like maybe one mountain time trial per year. Like this year, we had in Romandy.
Yeah, next year we'll have in Giro. But even there, it's like before the climb, there's a rather long flat part, which wasn't really the case a lot of times with Armstrong.
And same was in Romandy this year. Also, there was like 5 kilos. Okay, I don't give a fuck about that. Next one is Brandon McNulty. Okay, where the fuck you put them? Put him because he isn't a Grand Tour rider. He sucks in Grand Tours.
I'd probably put him in...
Not great, not terrible.
I'm thinking top 50.
That bad? Because again...
I thought even about Matt, but like...
No.
Because he's probably one of the worst riders in this list.
Because you must rate his one day race, one week. But in 1 week, he's 50. Still shit.
You can't put him above top 50. He had this insane day in the tour, obviously. But other than that, even at the tour, he didn't really perform at a high level.
Yeah, especially in Vuelta, where he was so good that he didn't finish in top 20 in any stage.
I always forget that he wrote that.
Yeah, because I was legit like thinking he might perform, but he will do better there.
He doesn't perform in 3 week races. Even the like bad Giro 2020, which was pretty low level for most of the race. He did finish 15th, I think, and had like good performance on Pierre, or decent performance on Pierre Cavallo, but then he lost badly. A lot of time. Yeah. So he's not really consistent.
Okay, the next one is Astana rider who isn't tested positive for doping yet, Alexey Lutsenko.
So he's probably now the best climber of Astana, with Nibali retiring, Lopez suspended or like contract terminated. I would also put him in top 50 because he's consistent. He can always get Grand Tour top 10s because he always performs in the third week, but his ceiling isn't very high.
He's like Alexander Vlasov. They are consistent.
They cannot climb,
but they will always finish in top 10 in Grand Tours if they try. Okay, the next one is Alexander Vlasov.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll put him in not great, not terrible tier because he at least can perform really consistent.
I mean, also, I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure he's very consistent over 3 weeks because, sure, he finished top five, but that was also because he was in a break where he got absolutely destroyed by Hugo Hull on climb. So,
yeah,
but still gained minutes on the peloton. So I'm not great, not terrible, I would say.
He's consistently bad in Grand Tours. like if you are consistently bad and don't crack, you can easily finish in top 10. Yeah,
especially with like crashes and stuff, because in the tour we also had Haig out and Roglic out, and probably there was something
like many
else
many
well.
Others. Yeah,
yeah, and Quintana cracked badly at the end, was stronger for most of the race.
Okay, the next Vlasov. One is Ben
and
O'Connor.
Also Vlasov obviously has a good TT, which helps always. Yeah, Ben O'Connor.
Okay, Ben O'Connor. If this is like 2023, I will predict he will be in nuclear tier because his performance in Gritterm Dauphiné was really great. He almost caught Roglic, who was drafting behind Vingegaard, and he crashed. I think it was Roubaix stage where he got flat.
True.
Last time, and then he had I think hip problems, so he didn't perform in Tour de France and in later races.
Okay, yeah, then also in the Vuelta, I don't know if he was at best shape there, but he was good at some days, like the Sierra Nevada. I would have put him in great personally because I think he struggled sometimes on like harder stages with steep climbs, but nuclear, I can see it.
Yeah, because this is prediction, so maybe he'll improve or like perform at Dauphiné level. Okay, the next one is Carlos Rodriguez, who might change team next year in 2024 to Movistar.
Movistar, that's been rumored.
He's young. He hasn't put, I think, anything like great, like by pure watts per kilo standards, but he was great in Vuelta, where he almost finished on podium, but he crashed hard in like.
But also, he cracked hard also before he crashed on Sierra Nevada, where he lost like multiple minutes.
I remember he was together in with Ayuso and Almeida, and then he cracked. And
he got, I would put him
5%.
In. I would put him in great for 2023, and right now I'd probably say not great, not terrible, but I think he can get to great next year. I don't know yet which Grand Tour he will ride, but
I will fucking put him in nuclear tier because he progressed this year, and maybe he will also progress next year. So
I think so, but I think only progress to great because maybe we'll see. Maybe if he rides the Giro, maybe he can finish on podium. I think the Giro should suit him a lot, but maybe also top five. It depends on competition. We don't know for sure who's going.
Because he's still like 2021, will be 22 at the start of the season. Okay, the next one is Carlos Verona. Okay, he's a great domestic, but where the fuck you put him in top 50?
In this list, meh. I would put him in meh because he's not as good as the other climbers here. He's obviously still a great domestic. He's not really a pure climbing domestic either. He can do a lot of work on the flat, on hills and stuff, but he's not an elite climber, but he's still a good climber. So, we only have good climbers in here, so I put him meh.
I remember only his Dauphiné win this year, where he won from a breakaway and didn't get caught by Vingegaard and Roglic. I'm looking. Yeah, his best result was in UAE Tour 6th, then in Catalonia 11th. So, he isn't even good in one-week races. So, meh. Okay, the next one is that Damiano Caruso.
We haven't seen a lot of him since the Giro last year, have we?
No, he's like consistently bad. he can perform in like finishing fifth places in GC in 1 week, I think, races.
But even in Tour de France, he was very bad. Like
he was even in the break.
he had COVID, I think, as well. But maybe that affected him. I don't know. But he wasn't that breakaway on which Hugo Hull won on that stage. He attacked early and then just got absolutely ruined on the second climb.
like something happened, yeah, because he finished fourth in Dauphiné. He had a great performance on the Plateau de Salaison.
Yeah, but it wasn't easy. Yeah, it was maybe it was really he had COVID. So because he had COVID in the TDF and retired or retired the race there. So maybe that hindered him. I would put him top 50 because he hasn't really shown anything or not much. He was decent in 1 week. So I would put him top 50. Maybe.
Okay,
because he'll... also he got like beaten by Vlasov in Romandy.
Yeah, okay. So he's 35, so you're saying he will regress?
No, I think he just says like that and he's not very good.
He won Giro di Sicily, his only win this year. Yeah, okay, top 50. Let's
Giro di Sicily, man.
The next one is Danny Martinez. I remember in previous tier list, he put him in mutant tier because it was like before Tour de France, but he got COVID and he was shit for the rest of the year. Like his early season was great, but it's his, I think, contract year even might be. So he might be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not great, but terrible. I think he'll be shit.
I don't trust him at all over 3 weeks because he's never done really well. Okay, he was good in Domestique Giro 2021, but it was also bad competition. Like, it was not very that high level. So the level wasn't very high. Let me put it this way. So yeah, contract year maybe, but I don't trust him in 3 week race. I really don't.
He's riding for France next year. So yeah, not great, not terrible. He will be shit.
Yeah, not great, not terrible. I agree, yeah. But I don't think Yates is better. Yates should be not great, not terrible as well.
Fuck's sake! Yeah, he was in UAE Emirates. Oh my god, I forgot. He might regress as fuck. Yeah, he's UAE. Damn, I forgot. Okay, let's change it to great because he'll be maybe great in 1 week races.
it should be done. But okay.
Okay, the next one is David Godu, the man who cannot anything.
Yeah, I would put him also not great, not terrible. I think it's the same tier then as Yay. Okay, maybe. I think he's the same tier as Yates.
No, Martins, because
but also as Vlasov.
I disagree because I don't remember anything that David Godu has like. Has done on mountain stages. I have zero memories about him.
Yeah, but he finished fourth at the tour without a TT.
Yeah, but everyone can finish in the fourth in Tour of France.
Yeah, okay, I see your point, but also like he wasn't that far behind Geraint Thomas. Okay, he got lucky on Grenoble stage because like Van Aert brought him back after the Galibier and stuff, but still, yeah, I don't really rate him all that highly, but I think Yates and Martinez should be a tier lower because they're not very good.
He was 6 minutes behind Thomas in GC in Tour de France, and he lost almost
TT, so he lost like 4 minutes in the TT to him and was like only two minutes behind on climbs, maybe.
That much, let's check it. He finished 26 in TT actually, so he lost 3 minutes to you, Thomas, in TT,
yeah, and then also like 40 seconds on the opening TT,
yeah. But he's shit on climbs, also. Like, I don't remember anything
that he's not good, but like Martinez and Yates are not good either. That's my point.
No, they're better. They can at least like perform like high watts per kilo performances in 1 week races.
Yeah, but they can't finish top fourth in a tour. Like Adam Yates fucking finished ninth. He's shit.
Looks like I care about watts per kilo things. Okay, the next one is Egan Bernal. Okay, where the fuck you put him? Because I don't have any idea where the hell he might be next year. He's riding his apocalypse rides, seven-hour training rides.
Hard, I will put him in nuclear. I think he can do it. I don't care.
You think he will return to his highest level?
close to it, yes.
I don't believe it. I don't believe, man.
I think it's always... It seems to happen too often in sports that, like, after some insane injuries, players or riders just get back to their best shape.
Yes, but he was like, he's already, I think, the injuries were a bit
overstated. He recovered well. He's looking good. He's doing big training rides. I think it depends. Also, I think by the end of the season, he can get a new player too.
I don't believe it because he is like, he's aging. He will be 25 or 26. No, 26 next year, I think.
Yeah, but that's not old, man.
It's old by new standards in cycling, and I don't believe in him. Maybe not great, not terrible. Okay, that means
there's no way in hell that it's great. Egan Bernal is gonna be worse than fucking Adam Yates.
I don't believe in him because he was shit in races in like October and September. Okay, I didn't expect anything from him, but
he profited. He was riding his flat domestique there. What the fuck do you expect?
No Italian race in this whole he was racing.
I thought you meant like what this 1 week where he rode Denmark tour.
Yeah, but he also did like in mountain stage he was shit. Yeah, he did his maybe pull, but his pull was still shit.
Tour of Deutschland, Deutschland, Germany tour. Yeah.
Okay, I was talking about Coppa Sabatini where he finished 28, okay. but he finished and it's a hard race to finish. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
He was 28 and lost only.
He's gonna get nuclear, bro.
He lost only 6 minutes to the winner Danny Martinez.
He's gonna go nuclear.
No way.
Okay, next rider.
What the fuck is next? Emmanuel Buchmann. I don't know, man. Top 50.
I think meh. Buchmann is the Emmanuel Buchmann is the worst climber that thinks he's a GC rider.
But he at least finished in 16 Giro.
No way, he's finished 6th.
No, he was legit like at least in top 8.
Maybe, yeah.
He was, I remember.
7th,
yeah, 7th in Giro.
7th in Giro.
Yeah.
Behind Jan Hirt, 4 minutes. And 13 minutes. 13 minutes behind Hindley. He ain't it, bro. And he also rode as captain. He didn't ride for Hindley, which was fucking insane.
Yeah, well, at least he can finish in Grand Tours in top 10.
I don't think he can finish the Tour in top 10.
No, of course he cannot finish Tour because it's Tour of France. Yeah, no.
I'm not sure he can finish the Vuelta in top 10. I think Lutz better. I think Lutz is much better.
No, you might, because in top 10 in Vuelta sometimes, like, didn't Christian or Dijking got almost top 10 in Vuelta?
Yeah, but can Buchmann get that be as good as Christian or Dijking? I'm not sure. Because Christian Eiking also was in breaks, which Buchmann never is in breaks.
That's how you get in top 10s.
Yeah, but Buchmann doesn't get in breaks. He thinks he's meh. He's shit.
Okay, meh. Yeah. Okay, the next one is Enric Maas.
Enric Maas Monumental, let's go.
Yeah, I also want to say Monumental. He's a great climber. In one Spain, at least, not in France. He sucks in France because
But he also had COVID in the Tour. With maybe like 2020 was great in the Tour.
Like he has COVID in Tour de France every year. Also in 2019, where the COVID wasn't yet. So he's always
he legit had some illness there. He lost like 40 minutes on one stage.
Yeah, as always. Okay, next one is Geraint Thomas. This is like his final year. Like final contract here, maybe he will retire, and there are two options. Either he will try very much, will train as hard as fuck, or he will just cash out and
I think he's all in. I think he's focused. I think he wants Giro.
Yeah, he maybe wants to win Giro, but then he sees he must race against Remco, and I don't know, man.
I put him in nuclear, and I think at the top of nuclear, like he's better than Ben O'Connor and the other bum Carlos Rodriguez.
Oh, come on. Like Carlos Rodriguez is like he improved this year by so much.
I don't rate Carlos Rodriguez all that much. I think he's not even nuclear.
How the fuck you know how will he perform next year?
I just don't have the feeling, bro. I'm not feeling
Geraint Thomas. I'm not high on him.
Okay.
What the fuck is like? Yeah, he's better than Adam Yates. Yeah, no clear to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Gino Mader. So this year he was worse than in last year because he in
way worse. Yeah.
In the interview with Kate Wagner at the start of the season, he said something bad about Bahrain team or Bahrain as country.
Bahrain. Yeah, he didn't. He had to ease his conscience by like donating stuff and shit.
Yeah, so
Said something weird stuff about the Prince of Bahrain, I think.
Yeah, so he isn't yet dead, so it's surprising. And I don't expect he'll perform also next year, so top 50 probably.
Yeah, I would put it probably up to the top 50, or maybe not great in the top, but rather I would probably say top 50. Yeah.
I don't expect
because he was okay. He was okay in Romandy, but after that he was just bad. Yeah.
Okay, Julia
but this
Ciccone.
Was the team title. Oh, Julia Ciccone, man. I don't believe in this guy.
He's already like kind of old. He's like 28, 29.
And also he writes absolutely brain dead. Like
No, yes, he writes brain dead, but he also cannot perform high watts per kilo, except that one Giro where was Bernal.
But also it wasn't great watts per kilogram, it was just that the over watts per kilogram were shit. So top 50.
I can see
that as well, to be honest.
I see him as Buchmann legit, like
true. Probably put him meh.
Yeah, it's Traxigafredo. Next one is Guillaume Martin. Okay, yeah, Guillaume Martin in 2020 Tour de France, he was great on how that climb was called.
Parasort.
Yeah, Parasur, then the next stage 9, which was the Hirschi climb.
Yeah, so, I know what you mean. It's this is also in the next Tour de France on Mike's early stage.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name just now. It was the stage that finished in Laurent, I remember, but
yeah.
Oh yeah, Col de Marie Blanc. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 2020 he was great also in Courtier Dauphiné. He beat even Tadej Pogacar in GC, and before this season he said he's almost as good as Tadej Pogacar because he beat him in Dauphiné 2020 when Pogacar was shit in that Dauphiné, and of course he didn't perform this year. And
I remember you posted a graph on it back in the day.
Yeah,
when
it
you
was
said that,
one of my first graphs. But funny thing is, this year he chose to ride Giro. He was shit in Giro. And then did he ride Tour de France or Vuelta? I think Vuelta, and he was shit also in Vuelta, I think.
Like he lost minutes on even Etna, like even on Etna stage, which was really easy. Yeah, he rode the TDF, but retired or like gave up after 9 days.
Oh,
DNS.
Yeah, he was extremely, extremely shit.
Yeah, he finished 14th in the Giro. That's terrible.
Okay, it's meh or top 50.
Yeah, it's meh. What? Yeah, he's way worse than Buchmann, and he's probably the worst rider on this list. Maybe Merona is worse, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, like fun fact, I think I saw him today on training ride in Spain, but I was riding downhill. He was riding uphill, but it seemed slow. It is like 4% climb. The next rider is Hugh Carty. I don't remember anything what he did in this year. I saw him in Giro at the start in the stage 2, and that's all. Yeah.
It was bad in the Giro at the first half, and then this third week was pretty good.
In breakaways, I think he was great.
Yeah, also in last stage, stage 20, he was from the GC group. I think he finished with Mikel Landa.
Yeah.
Before, like ahead of Carapaz.
Do you put him in top 50?
Yeah, top 50. I think he's around those guys level.
Okay, next one is
he's really good on steep climbs, but otherwise it's
yeah, which is weird because he's like Arendsman, like a bit super lean, super tall, but Arendsman cannot ride on those steep climbs, and Hugh Carty
it doesn't make sense because usually the like he's pretty heavy for a GC rider even. Because he's so tall, obviously, so it doesn't make sense that he's good
on
steep climbs.
Yes,
but
1 meter 93 centimeters, so he's like extremely tall. like Chris Froome is 186, I think. Yeah. So Carty is like seven centimeters yeah. taller than Froome. Okay, the next one is around there. Cofidis Ryder, Gorka Izagirre or Jon Izagirre, which is
Jon Izagirre.
Okay, is he in mech tier? Because I don't remember anything about him, about climbing.
He was good in the Basque Country, very good. He won the last stage. Always, I think he was third in GC. There.
Yeah,
but I think he's mad because he can't ride well in Grand Tours. Yeah. Last year, we were right fast, and I think he was really good in the Dauphiné as well. So he's good in 1 week, I think, but also not elite there. Maybe even I would put him in top 50, actually.
No, meh.
Yeah, okay, fair.
He will get older and he won't do anything. Okay, next one is Jack Haig. Again, he crashed out in Tour de France, and this year he will start Giro Italia, which doesn't suit him, but it might suit him because... It
doesn't suit him at all.
No, it might suit him because the start list will be shit. The start list suits him.
The start list suits him, but he's shit in the cold. He's Australian heat rider.
Yeah, Welter. But he's living in Andorra. Maybe he'll get better at like some watts in cold weather. But it's also
last year I will put him in great. I think he's good. I think Jack Haig is really good. He wasn't as good as 2020 and 20. Well, this year he wasn't as good as 2021. But
yeah, because he was shit in Volta, and last year like Volta saved him. Yeah, saved his season.
Wait, did he ride the Volta?
I think he didn't. In the end, I don't remember anything about him.
I think he didn't ride the Volta. I think he was still injured.
Oh yeah, fuck's sake. Yeah, so the Tour de France crash fucked him. Yeah, he crashed with
because
Roglic.
He was
he was in the same crash
because he was decent in the Dauphiné as well. He's not he's usually not really a good one week rider. He's
Popper
more like
Nice. Yeah, he was great. I remember on the long call to Turin. Yeah, he beat Vlaso. I remember that by the 30 seconds or 20 seconds.
That's not a challenge. Jay Hindley, the next one. That's
the Giro winner.
One.
Yeah, where the fuck you put him?
Giro winner.
Nuclear tier, maybe.
I think I put him nuclear. Nuclear.
Yeah. His watts per kilo, pure watts per kilo, wasn't wearing that great, but in Giro, there's always low watts per kilo. Maybe Remco will change that, but he was shit in Vuelta, finished like in 9th or 10th position, didn't do anything there.
He was also not that good in 1 week before the Giro, and Giro was not super high level. Like, his performance on Fedaya was good, Santa Cristina was decent, but the rest kind of meh. He also looked like he was struggling on Etna in the first week, so I don't know about that one.
Yeah, he was.
He always seems to be vulnerable in the first week of a Grand Tour, also in 2020 in the Giro, so... We lost time on Etna as well back then, so I think he said he was gonna ride the Tour.
Yeah, Tour de France.
I think if they go like all out in the first week like they usually do in the Tour, he's gonna get ripped and lose minutes.
I
can't remember. There's the Tour Malaya stage in the first week. I think he's gonna lose big time there.
Maybe he will like because. Tour France isn't Giro, and in Giro, first week always is like kind of easy, and third week is super hard. So maybe he knew he must be great at the third week, and he didn't care about first week.
Maybe.
It was Etna stage. Yeah, okay. Next one is I cannot believe you put on the list Jakob Fuglsang. Like, why the fuck is he here even? Is he a climber? Like, it's straight mech. Like. Straight mech.
I mean, he won. Didn't he not win
Tour de Suisse
team? No. he won Tour de Suisse as well.
No, he was second, I think.
He was second. Behind, he was climbing decently there.
Or third.
Behind Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, Thomas and
he was second behind Thomas. He was ahead of Ikita, I'm pretty sure, because Ikita lost more time in the TT.
Yeah, probably.
But wasn't he like in the Alpe Maritime Classic or what the fuck it
No way. No, Maritimes, it was Valence and Quintana. Quintana won.
No, I mean the other one. Oh, I didn't tell. The one where Froome was good.
One day race.
I think it was also called like Alpe Maritimas or something else. It was something with Alps.
Yeah, also. Yeah, he won, but. Or that was Michael Woods. No. Yeah, it's Vogelsang. Woods was in the group, I think.
I think Woods and Vogelsang were like playing games with.
Yeah, but I think Vogelsang won.
Yeah, Vogelsang won.
I'm tired of home, man. It's next
year.
Yeah,
he's top 50. He's top 50.
This is predicting next year. He's riding for Pro Conti now. I think his motivation is as low as possible. And he's only continuing to ride to only like get his money back. Like, there's no motivation for him, legit.
Yeah, I agree.
Meh, like. Okay, next one is first the Intermarché rider, Jan Hirt.
I mean, he's a quick step rider now.
Right now, but he was riding for Intermarché this year. He'll be Remco Domestik, so he won't get maybe as that many opportunities as he had this year. So probably meh.
Top 50. Yeah. He finished sixth in the Giro. That was pretty good performance. He won the breakaway stage.
Yeah, but again, next year he won't finish in top 10 in Giro because he'll be a domestique probably.
Yeah, but he'll still be at the same level.
I
think it can be an elite as a domestique in the Giro because the Giro really suits him as a race.
Probably. Okay. Oh fuck. Okay, maybe if he gets results in one day races and 1 week, maybe in top 50. Okay, next one is interesting. It's Jay Wine, because in theory he might reach Gautier, but he might also be he's kind of consistent actually, but is he consistent enough for Gautier? Probably monumental.
The fuck are you talking about Gautier, man?
Gautier?
No, what the hell?
It's Jay
Wine.
I
was thinking great or nuclear.
It's Pico Haño, JJ Wine.
Yeah, but also 5 days later he got ruined by Carapaz on the Picos Blancos, so how the fuck
Peñas Blancas.
So one.
Yeah, but again, he was good on Sierra Nevada stage where he attacked early from breakaway because he's
then he didn't really wasn't able to perform as at a high level. Yeah. Of course, he attacked on the early climb, but still wasn't super. It wasn't like his stage 5 level on Pico Haño.
Yeah, of course, but
I think he will improve. I think he will improve, get more consistent with UAE because Alpecin have absolutely no clue how to.
Yeah. And that's the reason why
Jay Wine was the only climber.
That's the reason why I will put him in monumental because I think he might also reach Gautier.
No chance. He'll reach Gautier for one race a year.
Maybe three races. Maybe.
Nah, no way. No way.
Fuck's sake, he will be riding Santos Satur Donander, so there are no climbs.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, because
it's his home race, I guess. He's
climbs.
Probably in Australia.
Yeah, and also Australian championships and that stuff. But he rode today in Alicante in Spain. Yeah, so he's
I wonder if he rides the tour.
Oh, I think he'll ride Giro. But might also ride Tour de France as domestique, so super domestique. And
I mean, in the Giro, he would probably be the leader.
Almeida might go to Giro. I'm not kidding. I think Almeida might go to Giro.
Almeida sucks.
Yeah, but that's Almeida. They're paying him like 2 million, so even more, so he'll be leader.
But Vine will drop him on the climbs.
Yeah, Giro for Almeida and Vine. I think it's not announced, but he might ride. Yeah, probably. Like if I'm UAE, I'm sending him to Tour de France, no questions, but it's UAE. He might go to Giro. And Yeah, I don't know what the hell he will do there. Hunt stages. Yeah, I'll put him in monumental tier.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Next one is Joe Almeida. he was so fucking bad this year. Just talked about him. Yeah.
I would put him in great.
Great. Yeah, he's kind of consistent.
Because he's consistent, but he's not that good.
Anymore. Also, it's a year because this year his time trial was extremely shit. He didn't even win a Portuguese championship. it was so fucking bad. Yeah, his time trial progressed.
Yeah, he lost
to Rafa Reich. Yeah, so because bad.
Quickstep setup is better.
No. Oh, yeah, fuck, he changed teams, I forgot. Yeah. Okay, the next one is Esteban Chavez.
He's shit.
Yeah, no, but the whole shit.
Meh.
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 But wasn't he
he's,
good
he's,
on
he's not...
Monument 2 Challenge and Dauphiné?
Yeah, but he's not better than Ciccone and Izagirre.
Yeah, he was also in Tour of Norway. Yeah, let's put him in Mexico. He will get older and yeah, he's Colombian. Colombians aren't doing great right now. Okay.
Yeah, that's have a rough time.
Yeah, okay, next one is Jonas Vingegaard. Okay, it's must be God tier, yeah, probably.
He's the best climber in the world. It's not close.
Yeah, if he's in Tour de France shape, that's the problem.
Maybe next year Remco will, if Remco improves, maybe it'll be better, but...
Yeah, like the problem for Vingegaard, he has been in this shape only for one race, yeah, which Tour de France.
Yeah, but also he had sickness in the early race, like in Tirreno he was ill,
probably.
You can see it in the interviews as well, so
yeah, he was good on Dauphin actually. I forgot he was already great in Dauphin, so yeah, got here, no questions about that. Then Juan Ayuso, okay, it's at least monumental, but is it got here in 2023 for Ayuso?
I think it's still monumental,
because
I don't know.
He might
progress. He's in the middle.
Yeah. Let's put him in monumental, but yeah, it'll be too crazy to put him in Remco and Jonas tier because it's like they are so fucking great, and it means if he is in God tier, then I must expect he will be as good or even beat Pogacar on climbs.
I mean, that's possible, but maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure. They won't ride in the same race, so we won't know for sure because Ayuso will only ride the Vuelta. Sadly.
Yeah, he will do great watts per kilo there, but it's hard to say if he will again like make a big leap like this year. And yeah. Okay, next.
He's probably gonna win the Vuelta.
Yeah, it's very likely because who the fuck Remco won't ride. Jonas probably also won't throw Roglic. Also, maybe
Roglic don't got it, man. He doesn't have it anymore.
He'll crash out of Tour de France and he'll go to Malta 100%. It'll happen. Okay,
probably,
next one is Lennart Kamna. Okay, why the fuck there is Lennart Kamna on this list?
Good question. He's Esteban Chavez level, probably worse.
Worse, yeah. He's a great breakaway rider, but not pure watts per kilo guy.
Yeah, he's smart and good tactics, but the watts, though, he don't have it.
Yeah, okay. Next one is Louis Menkes. Okay, he won this how it's called Volta, super steep stage, Les Briars from breakaway.
Yeah,
but
he also won the Italian race.
Yeah, he lost to Thomas Pidcock on Alduez also. Not great.
Yeah, but he's very consistent, so I'll put him in top 50. He finished, I think, 6 in the tour, maybe. 6, I think, yeah. After Quintana was disqualified.
Whoa,
at least.
Yeah, fuck's sake, he was that high. Oh my god, I forgot. He was in breakaway, yeah.
He was in breakaways a bit there, so.
Yeah, so top 50. Yeah, top 50 for him. Okay, the next one is Lucas Plopp. He's young. Okay, he'll be like 22 next year. Yeah, in which tier he might.
I think he'll improve a bit, obviously, so top 50.
Well, come on,
because he's not good right
he
now.
Was great in In which race he was okay, not Catalonia, but in
Tour d'Auvergne, he
might improve.
But also there he lost over a minute.
But that's the fucking Remco Evenepoel who did a generational performance, and he at least finished third in that
race. He was like 10 seconds or 20 seconds ahead of Laurens Huys.
Well, yeah, but he did like maybe nuclear performance there or close to it.
Yeah, probably, but he's top 50.
I think he'll improve and he'll be not great, not terrible. Like, come on, like Alexander Vlasov and Gadou is in this tier, so he might even be higher.
Yeah, but right now it looks like his ass. Like,
yeah, but
he was so bad. Look at his Vuelta, bro. What the fuck did he do?
No, but he was like before Vuelta, he wasn't even supposed to be a GC leader. So he was like a pure domestique.
He wasn't a leader. He wasn't even a good domestique there. He didn't do anything in the race.
Yeah, it was his like first fucking Grand Tour. He might even be great next year in great tier. Or
yeah, maybe.
He will improve, I believe.
Maybe.
Okay, next one is Marc Padon. Marc Padon. I will fucking put him in Mech tier. I don't give a fuck about him anymore.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Mech tier.
Yeah, he was good on Brennus on the Pico Agno stage, but
yeah,
that's
Volta.
It.
That's it. Yeah, he was like kind of good in at the first stage race of this year in Spain, in the north of Spain. How it is called? Where Valverde won because Michael Woods lost on him in time trial.
Yeah,
I remember that race name. Okay, the next one is Michael Woods. Again, he's old. He's in Israel, which is a pro Conti team.
He's meh. He's not meh.
Oh, come on, top 50. Because he had one great performance this year on that
which
Spanish
one?
Stage race. That 6 minute, 7 minute climb on this steep as fuck.
Yeah, but that's a 6 minute, 7 minute climb.
Yeah, Michael Woods, let's check what he did this year, actually. I don't remember anything about him.
Nothing.
Okay, that race was
he
called...
He got even destroyed in TDF breaks.
Okay, that race was called Gran Camino, okay?
Yeah, I just said that, but I think the
Wi-Fi 16 Flash Wallon. Oh my god, he was so shit. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, he won at least La Rue de Occitane, La Depeche du Midi race.
Oh yeah, that race. That race, Jesus.
Oh my god, he was so shit in this year, actually. But I think he'll be better next year.
in Pro Conti, you're sure?
Yeah, okay, yeah, he's meh. Yeah, I overestimated him. Okay, next one is... Okay, where the fuck you put Miguel Angel Lopez? Because to get on next tier, he must get a team next year.
The first thing is he needs to find a team for next season.
Do you know what? I want team and put him on this list, actually.
I don't believe. Care. I will put him in Monumental. I don't give a fuck.
He wasn't even that good this year.
He was good in the Vuelta. It was good.
Yeah, but it was like good only. Like it was maybe great. Yeah, it doesn't.
He finished fourth. He was better than fucking Ben O'Connor, bro.
Yeah, but it's for next year, and he don't have a team, and he's a doper probably. man, hi ho.
I don't know. I think he's going to get a team. I think he's going to perform well. Monumental.
Yeah, he'll get like a Colombian Conti team, maybe. With Quintana on the same team.
He's the best 45-minute climb Medellin. In the world. It's probably, no, not anymore. Not with...
Yeah,
no,
Jonas.
Again, not with Jonas, but he's
and
still
Remco.
Very good.
Fuck sake, I'll put him in not great, not terrible. I don't believe in him, man.
Same tier as fucking Alexander Vlasov.
Yeah, it's for next year.
Don't know, man. That's I don't believe.
Okay, next one is Mikel Landa. Oh my god, I want to put him in great tier. Yeah, he at least finished on podium in Giro.
I think I put him in nuclear tier. He's better than Jack Hake. He's better than Daniel Felipe Martinez. He's better than Adam Yates. He's better than Almeida.
Oh man, I
He's
don't
better
know.
than Egan Bernal.
Okay, he. Oh my god, I forgot. Yeah, in Giro he did like his best watts per kilo performances of his career. So, yeah, let's put him in nuclear
Mikel
tier.
Landa is one of the only riders who's actually just stayed at the exact same level as
Yeah.
before 2020. Like, he's exactly the same.
No,
Nothing
yeah,
changed.
he's like maybe exactly same since 2012.
Yeah,
Yeah, something like
2015,
that.
maybe 2015.
Yeah, 2015. So yeah, okay, next one again is another Colombian doper, Nairo Quintana, Tramadol. So
I'll put him.
Can he perform without Tramadol?
I will put him in not great, not terrible.
Yeah, together with another possible doper, Belangue Lopez. Two dopers
Yeah,
in this
without.
tier. At least two dopers, maybe other guys also is doping. Yeah, okay, next is Pavel Sivakov, the Frenchman who was previously a Russian, but no, yeah, got a French
not
citizenship.
Anymore.
He was great in San Sebastian, finished second because behind Remco Evenepoel. Was kind of good also in Burgos, well, where he won. Yeah, but he's
yep.
riding for Ineos. Oh, not great, not terrible again, maybe.
Top 50. He's
Top
not
50.
that good. He
think.
lost like minutes on the Vuelta. Look at this Vuelta.
Yeah,
he
but
lost
that
2-3 minutes on Las Prairies and
wasn't
then
that
2 minutes on La Francoya.
Okay, I think on Las Prairies he got a puncture, so he lost so much time. I think it was
But
that.
also the day before he also lost so much time on
Oh,
Francoya.
maybe
So 2 days in a row.
he crashed.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
He's top
top 50.
50. He's not that good.
Yeah, I believe in him. Okay, next one is Pelayo Bilbao. He was this year like kind of good because he finished in 1 week races in top five, like in every fucking race. But yeah, he's not great, not terrible, probably at time being. Really
meh.
That bad? Like, come on, like he's at least
consistent
in every race.
Look at his Giro.
Okay, what I don't remember what he did in Giro. Let's check what he did.
I don't remember exactly either, but he lost a lot of time.
15 GC, so but yeah, every climbing stage was shit. Oh my god.
He was not very good.
Yeah, but he finished like in every race almost in top five. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's good, consistent, but he's not a great climber. Maybe top 50. Maybe
yeah,
top 50.
Top 50. Let's put him. Okay. Oh, next one is really interesting, guys. Pretty much Roglic because he'll get older
he's
next year. He's already 33 years old. He was already washed this year because he couldn't drop from Col de Turini, Dani Martinez. And I think he might
he
even
not,
regress.
Yeah.
Like
he was
in
not
his
at the level
interviews.
As the years before.
Yeah.
I think he's not as good anymore, but he was still like you still gotta put him in monumental.
Like, fuck's sake.
He was fucking injured and he was still as good as Enric Mas in the Vuelta.
Yeah, but my home, man.
Okay, maybe not as good as Enric Mas, but pretty close.
He's finished, but okay, let's put him in monumental.
Yeah, he's washed as fuck, but I think he might just win the tour because of it.
Yeah, probably.
Because Jumbo, like, they have two riders now, maybe. Maybe Pogacar won't follow Roglic this time.
Yeah. Okay, next one is Rafał Majka, who is now a super domestic for Pogacar, so is he in mech or top 50?
No, what the fuck? Rafa Majka.
Yeah, Rafa Majka.
I put it in great.
Why the fuck?
Bro,
he
Rafa,
did?
Rafa Majka was a top six, top five climber in the tour, probably.
It that like also David Godot was top five, top six climber in tour.
No, 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 no. Majka dropped him on every stage.
Okay, maybe.
He was great on Granon. He was on the stage where he injured himself. He like reduced the group to 4 or 5.
Yeah, but again, David Godot must ride like until the finish, but Rafał Majka can finish when his
yeah,
pull
okay,
is
then
over.
Put him in not great, not terrible.
Okay, not great, not terrible, because I don't write him that high. Like when
yeah,
he
but
was
I think I still think he's better than Adam Yates.
When he was a GC rider, he was shit.
Yeah, but he's a better domestique than Adam Yates. He's going to be better.
Yeah, but Adam Yates at least can get results.
Adam Yates is too fucking high in this list. He sucks.
Come on, he will win UAE Tour maybe this year.
No, Pogacar's riding.
Pogacar will be gifting him UAE Tour.
No chance. Pogacar probably gets 2 million.
No, forward. Actually, Remco will win UAE Tour. Yeah,
he's not even riding, is he?
No, he's riding UAE Tour. Oh, Remco.
Okay. Damn.
And there is a time trial, so he.
Oh yeah, my God. He's gonna win. Yeah, he's definitely gonna win. There's no way he doesn't.
There is a way.
Yeah, bonus seconds.
Or he will do like Valenciana or Tirreno thing.
Yeah, sure, true.
Yeah, but again, next one is Ryan Tarame in Mechtir, Like, no discussions about that. Okay, fuck's sake, we need to make a minus.
Zoom out. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here we are. Every rider we can see. Okay, next one is Richard Carapaz. Okay, this year he was fucking shit, but
he was still second in the Giro, and he would have won if they didn't pace.
I forgot he rode Giro. What the fuck? Okay.
And he would have won the Giro if they didn't pace like crazy on the Fedaya.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe not because
he wouldn't have won, but it would have been really close.
Yeah, it would be closer, but yeah, he involved. He at least he was so smart that he lost time, or he was shit and lost time and won 3 breakaway stages, which is rare to see.
Yeah,
from a climber,
he's nuclear. He's as good as Mikel Landa on climbs.
He will ride for EF Education, so I expect he'll maybe regress. He's like kind of old. He'll be like 30 maybe next year, I think.
Yeah, but he's not that old. I think he'll be fine. EF is a pretty good team.
In terms
of performance.
Let's put him in. Because his watts per kilo hasn't been great, like never.
It's not worse than fucking Mikel Landa and Dan O'Connor. And
it will be worse next year.
No.
He's looking for EF Education.
No.
Padun, Chavez, Carty cannot perform.
Chavez is much better than the year before.
Fuck's sake. Okay, let's put him in nuclear, but I don't agree. Okay, next one is Rigoberto Urán, the guy who cannot push watts per kilo, but can sometimes win. Yeah, meh. Easy, meh.
Okay. Roman Bader, he was pretty good this year, actually. Way better than last year. Giro Blockhouse.
But he crashed, fuck's sake. Yeah, he crashed off of Giro.
He was ill.
Oh, yeah, he was fucking great, yeah, before.
And he was also one tour of the Alps before.
No.
Yes, he did. He did win. He won tour of the Alps. Come the fuck on.
Oh, yeah, Tour of the Alps. Like, I thought Tour of the Alps is a French race, but I couldn't remember. But yeah, it's Italian race, yeah. It's Italian race. Yeah, like... In Giro, he probably would be in top 3, if not for illness.
No, he would be 5th, maybe. I think he would have been great.
Oh, fuck yeah. Mikel Landa was top 3, so yeah, maybe 4th, 5th. But yeah, in which one? Not the great and terrible.
Great. He's great. He's as good as Take and Belmeda, sure. And he's better than Adam fucking Yates.
But can he get results in other? Oh yeah, he went toward the Alps. Okay, it's fine. Sepkus, what he did this year?
He was amazing in the Tour.
I don't remember any him in Tour.
What
he did there?
In the Tour.
Yeah.
Holtakam, 6 point, like crazy domestique. He dropped Pogacar. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he cracked him and then Wouter Art finished Pogacar.
Yeah.
I don't rate him that high.
I put him nuclear.
No fucking way. Because
he's so good.
No, because when he gets his chance, he's always like shit, like in Tour de Romandie and other races.
Yes, I don't care.
When he gets his chance, he's shit.
I don't care.
Did he ride also Vuelta this year and also did
nothing? But I think he abandoned at some point. I don't know why. I remember.
Oh, fuck's sake. You're saying he's nuclear?
Maybe put him great, but
yeah,
he's not
I'll put
worse.
him in great because I don't
Because
think
he's better than Adam Yates.
Oh yeah, insane. Like because he isn't that consistent as Adam Yates. Okay, next one is Sergio Gita. I remember only him from how was that race name? Tour de Suisse.
Tour de Suisse, yeah.
Where
The problem is Adam Yates. The problem is he can't do 3 weeks.
Yeah, but Sepp Kuss gonna also do that, but Adam Yates
yeah,
can
but
at least finish
no,
the top
no,
10.
No, 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 no. Sepp Kuss can perform over 3 weeks as a domestique. Higuita can't perform at all over 3 weeks.
Yeah, but Sepp Kuss, like, he okay with Adam Yates. Sepp Kuss will help one day where he loses like 20 minutes or 30
No,
minutes.
he will help on all mountain stages. And Sergio Higuita, like, Sergio Higuita can't even, he can't even, like, hunt stages in Grand Tours. He just can't do anything.
Yeah, he's shit, except in
Yeah.
1 week races or one
Yeah,
day maybe.
exactly.
So,
Exactly. So I'm not sure if it's top 50 or not great or terrible.
Fuck's sake, I will say in...
Probably not great or terrible because he's pretty good in one weeks.
Yeah, because he did a great performance on Melbourne, yeah, in Tour de
Yeah.
Suisse. He beat Geraint Thomas and Lucky
He was also
Remco
good
was shit.
in how the fuck Catalonia.
Oh yeah, he was second in GC there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, next one is Simon Yates.
No, he won. Didn't he win GC in Catalonia?
Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
he won.
He won. He won. Fuck's sake, yeah, I forgot he won one. Carapaz was second in GC.
Yeah.
Yes, next one
No,
is Simon Yates.
No, Carapaz wasn't second, I don't think.
He was. Okay,
Really?
He won that stage, that sprint against him, and he was either second or third, maybe.
Yeah, I think Carapaz lost time on other stages. Oh no, he was second. Okay.
Yeah, okay, I remember that. Okay, next one is Simon Yates.
I would put him
Oh,
in great
yeah.
as well because.
Yeah, great. Fuck's sake,
Because he's
like.
not consistent, he can't do it over 3 weeks. But he can push some big watts. He's better than some of the riders in that tier.
Yeah, he's like Adam Yates, but a little bit better.
Yeah, but much better because Adam Yates sucks and he should be a tier below.
Come on, Simon Yates also sucks. But okay,
no,
next
he's
is...
so much better.
Yeah, he's
Steven
better,
Kruiswijk.
but they both suck.
Yeah.
So Steven Kruiswijk, like, yeah, he did great performance on Soleil Son and he was in Tour de France squad from Jumbo, but in this list, he's still meh, in my opinion.
No chance. He's the top 50. He's top 50.
Why the fuck is top 50?
He did a great pull on Alpe d'Huez. He was great on Solesson. He was good in the Tour until he crashed out.
Okay, yeah, he was in like riding for top 10 in Tour front until
Yeah.
he crashed out. Okay,
Yeah,
let's put
like
him
he's
top
not worse
50.
than Gino Maeda.
Yeah, okay, next one is Pogacar. Okay, one stupid question. Is Pogacar in God tier?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, also I'm not sure because can you
because
put him with Remco and Jonas?
Because Remco and Jonas are better.
Yeah, okay, by like pure watts per kilo standards on like super, like they can produce high watts per kilo on Pogacar can do it. But
they are
Pogacar is
better
more
climbers.
Consistent. Yeah.
I'm not sure that he's more consistent. Okay, he can do it. He's better in 1 week and stuff, but the other two just, I don't think they even care.
Yeah,
Grand
that's a
Tour is what
problem.
matters.
Maybe they don't. Yeah, fuck's sake. I'll put him in my
Because
monumental.
Pogacar is
Together with
better than.
Roglic. Like,
Because Pogacar is better than the other guys at Monumental, but he's worse than the riders in God tier.
yeah.
But maybe Ayuso is as good as Pogacar, I don't know.
Yeah, imagine like there are three UAE riders in Monumental tier. Vine, Ayuso, and Pogacar.
Vine is the fucking Monumental, man.
He will be.
No chance.
He will do like three generational performances next year.
0%.
Okay, we need to be fast. Next time is Theo Gegenhardt. He was okay in the vault until he crashed out or something like that. And
I think he's probably gonna perform at the Vuelta level. He's gonna get that.
Yeah, he was good in Tour of Norway. He lost like maybe 2 minutes only.
Yeah.
Remco, yeah, top 50. Okay, next one is a Damon Arensman, the man who is allergic to steep climbs if it's like over 8%.
He's not good. He's not
but,
good.
But he finished world in sixth place, so he can ride Grand Tours at least.
Yeah, but
Top 50.
he cheated and stole time in breaks, so he's top 50. Yeah,
Yeah.
he's gonna be an Ineos, maybe he can perform, but he's not that good. He as soon as the road is over 8%, he's gonna get fucked
Okay, next one
because
is
that's what always happens.
about Pauwels, who will still continue to ride for Bahrain.
I think he's top 50.
Yeah,
He's a
he's
good
kind of
domestique. He's
consistent.
great.
Yeah.
Nah, he's not. He's consistent in the sense that he's not very good for most of the race, but then on the third week he sometimes pulls off some great performances.
Yeah, but in 1 week he won Andalusia
Yeah,
GC.
Andalusia.
He was good in Giro as a domestic. I remember his pull on the Santa Cristina stage, I
Yeah,
think.
but on the other stage, like he was good in the third weekend before that was trash in the Giro.
Okay, the final rider on this list is Wilco Kelderman, who will move from Boro-Hansgrohe to Jumbo-Visma.
Yeah, so
So
he's gonna be domestic.
he might get some watts per kilo, so maybe
Maybe.
top 50.
What? He's better than Vlasov.
Okay, not great, not terrible.
Yeah, he's not great, not terrible,
I don't
surely.
believe he'll be that much better, but yeah.
What? Yeah, not great.
This
He's not
year,
great or terrible.
like this year, he was shit because he crashed, maybe, and
Yeah, he crashed. He was
he
he
had.
like he just before the Giro, he had a bad crash in Liège.
Yeah, he legit had like zero results this year, I think, Wilco.
Yeah, I know, I
But
know.
yeah, not great, not terrible. Okay, thanks for watching. Write in comments with which rider you disagree, because there are 54 riders. There must be at least one rider with which you disagree.
Probably Pogacar.
Yeah, Pogacar. And it's funny because last year we had like a Slovenian tier, and now both
Yeah.
Slovenians are in the same tier, but it's monumental, not God tier, like
Yeah, maybe
Remco
you're
and
gonna.
Jonas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
we are racist against Slovenians, probably, and Colombians. Yeah, Lopez and Quintana.
I put Lopez in Monumental,
Oh,
so shut the
fuck's
fuck
sake. He will ride for Conti team. He won't even get a like on. Yeah, he won't perform, man, in big races because he won't ride big races.
Someone will pick him up, probably,
No,
hopefully, Quick Step,
fuck's
please.
sake, no.